The next patient is Pearly Harrison. The last name is H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. Somebody 6-year-old African American female that is a resident of the Royal Care Skilled Nurse Facility. The patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus with evidence of diabetic nephropathy with significant proteinuria. We've been following the case. She has a creatinine that is reported as of the 24th of October of 2023 of 3.3 with a BUN of 61, a potassium of 5.1. Chloride 101, bicarbonate is 30, albumin is 3.6, and the liver function tests are normal. The estimated GFR is around 15 mLs per minute. Unfortunately, the protein quantification wasn't done as ordered. And that, of course, is a problem since the proteinuria is a predicting value of the severity of the disease. Period. Number two, diabetes mellitus has been out of control. The hemoglobin A1C as of October 14 is 9. The patient is on a sliding scale, is an oral hypoglycemic, and allantos 10 units of Q every 12 hours. Because of the increase in the hemoglobin A1C, our approach will be to increase the allantos to 25 units of Q every 12 hours. Increase the allantos to 20 units of Q every 12 hours and continue with the sliding scale and the oral hypoglycemics as well as the Jardiance. Number three, hyperkalemia. Low potassium diet is recommended, and we are going to implement the administration of metolazone 5 mg 2 times a week. Following number, anemia that has been stable. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism that has been stable. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes with the patient, and 9 minutes with the documentation.